ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The U.S. conducting airdrops of humanitarian supplies and food into Gaza this weekend. That's where the U.N. says half a million people are on the verge of famine and some children are starving to death. ABC's Tom Sophie Borridge is in Jerusalem.
Israel insisting it is working to get more aid into Gaza, but adding it wants to keep supplies away from Hamas. And a top Israeli official telling me there is still no breakthrough in those negotiations to get a ceasefire and the release of more hostages.
Super Tuesday, just 2 days away. More than a third of the Republican delegates are up for grabs. Former President Trump with that commanding lead in the polls and rival Nikki Haley hoping to keep her campaign alive. A Belize-flagged UK-owned cargo vessel carrying more than 20,000 metric tons of fertilizer has sunk in the Red Sea after being attacked by Houthi rebels. U.S. officials have warned of the potential for ecological damage in the Red Sea. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News. Eight states, in addition to Florida, have passed legislation aimed at dismantling diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on college campuses. At least a dozen other states are considering similar legislation. ABC's Jay O'Brien has a reaction to the University of Florida cutting its DEI programs and positions.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis celebrating UF's move, posting, "DEI is toxic and has no place in our public universities." Republican State Representative Bernie Jacques co-sponsored the legislation.
To make sure that we have education in our higher education system here in the state of Florida instead of indoctrination.
Critics, however, warning that eliminating all DEI policies and staff roles at a leading public university will have ripple effects nationwide.
Today, Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Selma, Alabama to commemorate the 59th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, when civil rights protesters were brutally beaten by police. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 64 degrees in Richland Center. Clouds mixing with more sun, breezy with record warmth, highs in the upper 60s to around 70, winds will be southeast 15 to 25. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of some spotty showers, maybe a brief thunderstorm, low 38, and tomorrow mainly cloudy and not as warm, periods of light rain likely, especially from midday on, with a high of 53. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 10 miles per hour, and once again, it is a sunny 64 degrees.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Are you ready to feel the wind in your hair? Do you have a couple of hours to spare sometime during the day? If you do, we'd like to train you to become a TriShot pilot. Schmidt Woodland Hills is looking for volunteers to become pilots for our Cycling Without Age TriShots. As a pilot, you will be performing the generous act of giving rides to our residents. You will provide slow rides, listening to their stories while helping them to feel the joy of being outdoors with the wind in their hair. We have the TriShots and people eager to go for a ride. You supply the power and the enthusiasm. We will provide the training and help you schedule time to practice. A short road test will be required to achieve certification. Remember, you have been promising you were going to get in better shape. What better way to do it than giving a senior citizen the ride of their life? For more information or to schedule a time for a hands-on demonstration at Schmidt Woodland Hills, call Bill Bartlett at 608-647-8931.
Today is Sunday, March 3rd. Good afternoon for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected a Democratic lawsuit seeking to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps. The court on Friday said it would not hear the case that was filed in January by a group of Democratic voters. Republicans had argued against the court hearing the challenge. The court in December ordered new legislative maps, and the Republican-controlled legislature passed ones drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed those into law on February 19th and urged the court to take up the congressional map challenge. Six of Wisconsin's eight congressional seats are held by Republicans. Wisconsin's prisons secretary is retiring as lockdowns at two institutions continue. Governor Tony Evers announced Friday that Department of Corrections Secretary Kevin Carr is stepping down on March 8th after serving 5 years in the position. The governor says he plans to name Carr's replacement in the coming weeks. Carr struggled through his tenure with a shortage of guards. The shortage grew so severe last year that prisons in Green Bay, Waupun, and Stanley instituted lockdowns. Some movement restrictions have since eased, but the lockdowns are still ongoing in Green Bay and Waupun. A group of Waupun inmates filed a federal lawsuit in October saying conditions there amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Fatal workplace injuries increased in Wisconsin year to year by almost 20%. Newly released data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in 2022, 125 work injuries that led to deaths were reported in the Badger State. That number is the highest for Wisconsin since the state reached an all-time high of 138 in 2013, and it's also up from a total of 105 in 2021. Nationally, deadly work injuries went up from 2021 to 2022 by 5.7%. In neighboring states, the census of fatal occupational injuries shows Illinois totaled 177 of those injuries in 2022, while Minnesota had 81. A Milwaukee woman accused of shooting two people at a West Dallas roller rink made her first appearance in court on Thursday. Police say Ashley Jones was involved in a fight with another woman at a birthday party at Incredirole Skate and Family Fun Center. After the security team at the rink escorted the 32-year-old Jones out of the rink, she allegedly left the scene, then came back and then shot a 44-year-old security officer in the leg and a 14-year-old boy in the foot. Both victims of the shooting are expected to be okay. Jones has been charged with first-degree reckless injury, first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and endangering safety by use of a dangerous weapon. She could face up to $125,000 as well as prison time if she's convicted on all charges. Police arrested a 41-year-old man in Milwaukee in connection to a toddler's death from overdose in Freedom. Outagamie County Sheriff's Office said the man was booked into Outagamie County Jail on charges of possession with the intent to deliver fentanyl, possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of with intent to deliver THC, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Deputies said the man is being held on a $250,000 bond. It's Flood Safety Awareness Week, and as the meteorological spring is officially here, Wisconsin's Emergency Management is reminding us about the dangers of flooding and what to do during and after one. Flooding remains the most common natural disaster in Wisconsin, putting lives at risk and causing costly damage for property owners and local governments. Spring of last year, we saw historic flooding hit parts of Wisconsin, forcing roads to close and putting communities in danger. Ready Wisconsin asks everyone to have a plan for the possibility that flood waters will rise again. They want you to know your flood risk, consider flood insurance, build a go kit, make an emergency plan, and never walk or drive through flooded areas. The 12th annual Milk into Cheese 8-pin tapped individual bowling tournament is being held today at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. You don't have to be bowling in the tournament to have fun. There will be raffles, door prizes, games, and more. The annual bowling tournament is one of three fundraisers Milk into Cheese holds each year, with 100% of the proceeds going towards the cheese for the food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of Milk into Cheese.
We are serving currently right now about five food pantries. We're serving Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Boscobel, and Highland. And we're taking about a little over probably 400 pounds of cheese, not per pantry, but per month. And our goal is to do this year-round. That's why we have the milk drive in September. We have the bowling tournament in March, and then we have the hayride in September, October, depending on when the leaves are the prettiest. And the numbers have gone up at these pantries, so that's why we have to kind of do a little bit more, because it takes a lot of cheese. And our goal is to do this year-round. And it's all local, and I guarantee you, if you give me $1 or $10 or $100, I guarantee you 100% of that goes for the cause. I deliver the cheese. I make sure that it gets where it needs to get. I don't take anything from my time or any of my gas or anything like that. So it is 100% what you give goes for the cause.
The 12th annual Milk into Cheese 8-pin tap bowling tournament today is being held today at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. You can enjoy a day of dancing while supporting the Richland County Veterans Memorial. The annual fundraising dance will be held today from 1 to 6 at the Phoenix Center. Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band will provide the music. If you don't dance, don't let that stop you. There will also be a silent auction and raffles. Admission is $10, and food and refreshments will be available for purchase. The Tomah VA Medical Center will be entertaining veterans and artist Blaine Hatchett on tomorrow at 1:30 in Building 455 Veterans Hall. Hatchett has an eclectic set list that includes many top hits from the Beatles to Ed Sheeran. He will even throw in some Celtic tunes when he has his Irish on. All veterans are welcome. And hear the story of an American prisoner of war. Vernon House Memorial Healthcare will host Tailspin on Tuesday night at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center. In November 1943, wounded American tail gunner Gene Moran of Soldiers Grove plunged 4 miles to the ground in Nazi Germany while inside the severed tail of his Flying Fortress bomber and survived. In the next 17 months, Gene endured some of the worst episodes of an American prisoner of war that an American prisoner of war experienced in occupied Europe. The recently published book by John Armbruster, Tailspin, chronicles Gene's World War II survival saga and shows an elderly man finally coming to terms with the cruelties of a war that would haunt his entire life. Here, Gene Moran's incredible tale of loss and recovery, Tuesday night at 7 at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua. The program is free and all are welcome. WRCO News is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny, and we've gone up 2 degrees since last reported. Where current temperature's at 65 degrees at 12:15. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Lambda Chapter, Delta Kappa Gamma Society. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the 1986 Richland County History Book, compiled from records and the memory of Anita Klinzing, Delta Kappa Gamma is an international society of women educators united in a spiritual fellowship to honor women who have given service in education. Edith Sanderman came to Richland County as a supervising teacher and was the instigator in forming a chapter of Delta Kappa Gamma, later called Lambda. 12 teachers were necessary for the chapter. Edith Sanderman and Anita Klinzing were state members. The 10 others who became state members were Alberta Davis, Grace Dickerson, Isabel Fowl, Alta Gilbertson, Harriet Glatley, Eva Greenheck, Vera Grover, Velda Smith, Hazel Sprecher, and Nellie Reitman. This group met in October of 1944 and planned the forming of the chapter. At the Sigma State of Wisconsin meeting, which was held in Richland Center on April 29, 1945, the Lambda chapter received its charter. Presented by Bernice Crawford, the organizing state member, the initiation was held at the Masonic Temple and the dinner meeting was at the Park Hotel. During the early years, there were dinner meetings and members' homes were provided with programs. The yearbook had been done, bake sales and bazaars, and each member served in one capacity or another. Every 10 years, they held a candlelighting service at the birthday meetings. Lambda sponsored a new chapter, Alpha Zeta, of Viroqua on April 4, 1964, at the initiation dinner. 14 of the members became Alpha Zeta members. In 1966, guests of Alpha and Phi chapters of Madison also hosted the state workshop. By 1967, the membership had grown and meetings were held in various places, churches, on campus, and at the grill. In 1969, co-chaired and co-hosted by Sigma State Convention at Madison, from 1970 to 84, most of the meetings were held at the Brewer Library. In 1973, Myrna Toney received the State Delta Kappa Gamma $2,500 scholarship for graduate studies. Alberta Davis, the Richland County Teacher of the Year in that year, was then dated May 10, 1975, invited guests of the Zeta chapter. They met with Dean Marjorie Wallace of the UW-Center Richland, who was presented with an honor, receiving the charm of crest of Delta Kappa Gamma engraved with the words, Educator, 1975. On July 1st in 1976, the Bicentennial Committee put together a Bicentennial Tea. 1984, under leadership of President Carolyn Freeman, they held the tea and program at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A total of 115 members have been initiated. Initiations for Margaret Helen Scott, who was one of three honorary members, along with Carolyn Egelhart, who is now deceased, and Nellie Reitman, who is now deceased. There are 55 active members in 1984, with one reserve member and one honorary member on our roll. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Mary Nay Cook Spidell.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:20. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Today is Sunday, March 3rd. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services in Viroqua. Burial with military honors will follow in the Viroqua Cemetery. Friends may call at the Thorson Pop Funeral and Cremation Services Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Richard Bessler is survived by his son, Greg and Katie Bessler, six grandchildren, and his sister, Marie Phillips. Richard Dick Arnold Bessler, 88, of La Crosse, formerly of Viroqua. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County, died Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at Clary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday from 11 until the time of services at 1. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that donations be made to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Marge Pisall is survived by her brother, Melvin, and Cynthia Brown Plummer, seven children, Gloria Jean Johnston, Donald Baker, Russell Baker, Joy and Ryan Swantz, Rachel and Matt Furthine, Theodore Ted and Selena Pisall, and Christina and Arthur Bennett, her former daughter-in-law, Sasha Baker, 16 grandchildren, former husband, Raymond Pizal, and many nieces and nephews. Marjorie Ellen Pizal, 79, of Sauk County.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Yet another day of unusual warmth. It'll be feeling more typical of late April or early May than early March around here, as temperatures will be up around record levels this afternoon. Pretty breezy as well, thanks to a low-pressure system sweeping from the Dakotas up through northern Minnesota. Strong pressure gradient around that really cranking up the southeast to south winds. That coupled with the low humidity making for higher fire danger out there, so please be careful. Don't do any burning activities. Now, we do have some rain in the forecast. We expect a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop early this evening, mainly just north of us in parts of western through north-central Wisconsin. There's a slight chance one or two of those could clip us. The better chance of rain for our area, though, will come tomorrow, especially from midday on, as a wave of low pressure sweeps in from the southwest. Could see as much as a third of an inch of rain or so through Monday night before it tapers off and moves away. Somewhat cooler conditions will be with us for the week ahead then, but still, temperatures running above normal. There could be another precipitation event toward Friday as well. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Cloud cover mixing with more sun gradually throughout the afternoon. Breezy with record highs expected in the upper 60s to a few spots around 70. Southeast wind 15 to 25. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight. 30% chance of spotty showers or a brief thunderstorm. Low 38s. Mainly cloudy, not as warm tomorrow. Periods of light rain likely, especially from midday on, with a high of 53. The wind variable between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, scattered light rain should be ending later on, low 31. Tuesday, partly cloudy to sunny, high about 52. A nice day for Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, low 27, high of 51. Thursday, increasing clouds, low 27, high of 50. Small chance of light rain late Thursday nights. And Friday, cloudy with rain likely, high 46. Saturday, still a chance of showers early. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great rest of your day.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service.
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 65 degrees after a morning low of 45. Yesterday's high was 62, which tied a record, and we received no precipitation. Currently, we are 3 degrees from breaking a record, which is 67 degrees that was set back in 1983, and our record low is 25 below that was set back in 1962. Last year's high was 39 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:53 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:33. Winds are out of the southeast at 7 to 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.57, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 65 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
The 2024 WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional Finals were held yesterday. And in area action, it was Ithaca against Potosi. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The season came to an end for the Ithaca boys basketball team when they lost to Potosi 79-62 in the regional final game at Potosi High School Saturday night. The host Chieftains went up 38-32 by intermission. The Bulldogs battled through foul trouble through the night, but kept it close in the second half. They trailed by 8 with 6 minutes to go before Potosi built the lead to the final margin with great free throw shooting. They were 18 for 24. From the line. Isaiah Groom had 23 points, and Aiden Upana added 19 for Potosi. The Chieftains made 5 three-pointers. Ithaca was led by Channing Brown with 28 points, while Sammy Clary added 18, Devin Iam 5, Casey Pomering and Wesley Nelson each had 4, Danny Ferrian scored 2, and Micah Salisbury 1. Ithaca was 14 for 21 from the line, and they made 8 three-pointers. The Bulldogs were co-conference champions in the Ridge and Valley this year and enjoyed the most wins in Ithaca boys basketball history with 22 victories and 5 losses. Micah Salisbury and Danny Ferriance, both seniors, played their final high school basketball games for Ithaca. Following the 79-62 win, Potosi is now 23-4, and they will play Thursday night at Prairie du Chien High School in the sectional semifinal. They will face Cashton, which defeated River Ridge 70-60 on Saturday night. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Elsewhere in boys high school regional finals action, these are area teams that played yesterday, and I will mention their opponents in the next round as well, which will be played, as Phil mentioned, the games will be played on Thursday. It was Royal beating Cochrane Fountain City by a score of 63-60, and Columbus Catholic defeated Alma Center Lincoln 69-34, so Royal will be facing Columbus Catholic. Fall River beat Barneveld 73-47, and Abundant Light Christian defeated Southwestern in Division 5 action as well, and so it will be Fall River facing Abundant Life Christian in the next round. In Division 4, Mineral Point beat Lancaster 67-43, and Darlington defeated Belleville by a score of 65-54, so Darlington will face Mineral Point in Division 4 boys semifinal sectional action. And then Aquinas defeated Luther 63-48, and it was Durand Arkansas over Fall Creek 62-50. So Durand Arkansas will be facing Aquinas on Thursday. In Division 3, Wisconsin Dells beat River Valley 79-35, and Platteville beat Lodi 80-66. So it's Platteville taking on Wisconsin Dells on Thursday. And in Division 2, Mount Horb beat Milton 63-55, and Stoughton beat Monona Grove 72-42, so Mount Horb will go on to face Stoughton. Also, yesterday, the girls' high school basketball sectional finals were played. All winners are going on to state competition. And the teams that won yesterday include Argyle Pecatonica beating Cochrane Fountain City 59-46 in Division 5 action. Also in Division 5, Albany Monticello beat Assumption 47-45. It was Clear Lake over Owen Withy 60-38. And also in Division 5, Lena beat Pittsville 66-57. Advancing on to state action in Division 4, Cuba City beat Neillsville 67-52. The Prairie School beat Winnebago Lutheran 71-21. McDonald Catholic defeated Fall Creek 58-38. And it was Laconia over Sheboygan Lutheran by a score of 69-58. In Division 3, Edgewood is going on as they beat Waupun 57-42. Kettle Moraine Lutheran beat Catholic Memorial 47-34. It was Baldwin Woodville over Elk Mound 60-43. And Xavier beat Wittenberg Bermanwood by a score of 55-39. In Division 2, West Salem beat McFarland 65-61. Wauwatosa East is going on as they beat Union Grove 59-44. Notre Dame beat Menominee 82-37. And advancing on in Division 2 also is Pewaukee as they beat Beaver Dam 77-61. And in state action on next weekend, teams that will be playing from Division 1 include Arrowhead, who beat Oregon 65-54. Franklin defeated Muskego 54-50. It was Nina over Hortonville 82-72. And Hartford beat Brookfield East 70-55. Also, state team tournament action in wrestling took place yesterday at the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. And wrestling teams that played include in Division 2. It was Luxembourg Casco up against Kewaskum, and Luxembourg Casco beat Kewaskum by a score of 51-13 in the semifinals. Also in the semifinals, St. Croix Falls defeated Prairie du Chien 27-3. So Luxembourg Casco advanced onto the championship game against St. Croix Falls, and they were victorious, defeating St. Croix Falls by a score of 36-19. In Division 3 in the semifinals, Fenmore beat Cumberland 50-21, and it was Coleman over Wyawega Fremont by a score of 36-30. And so Fenimore took on Coleman in the championship later that day. And so Fenimore beat Coleman by a score of 46-16 to take the Division III championship. The 2014 state championships in gymnastics was held yesterday at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. And actually, the event took place both Friday and Saturday, with the individual events taking place yesterday. And area competitors that won or that placed yesterday in vault, it was Madeline Fisher from Prairie du Chien Fenimore Co-op, and she took 8th place. Taking 11th was Emily Quaker of Reedsburg area. Taking 12th was Isabel Korn of West B. Viroqua, Cashton, DeSoto. Macy Galley of Platteville Belmont Lancaster took 15th, and taking 16th was Eva Valley of Baraboo, and taking 20th in the vault was Riley LaWorke of Southwestern Benton, Cuba City. In the bars competition, it was Isabel Korn of West B. Viroqua, Cashton, DeSoto taking 1st place. Reedsburg had 2 competitors in 4th and 5th place. Emily Craker took 4th, and Sarah Schiller took 6th. It was 4th and 5th place, I'm sorry. So Sarah Schiller took 5th place. Ziva Valley of Baraboo took 12th. It was Faith Yawn of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant, taking 14th. And Madeline Fisher took 17th in the bars. In the beam competition, it was Faith Yawn of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant, taking 3rd. Isabel Korn of West B. Viroqua, Cashton, DeSoto, 5th. Madeline Fisher, Prairie du Chien Fenimore Co-op, 8th. And 13th, it was Brooklyn Murphy of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant. Adeline Stater of Platteville Belmont Lancaster took 17th. And taking 21st in the beam was Myra Barr of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant. In floor competition, it was Brooklyn Murphy of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant taking 8th. Ziva Valley of Baraboo taking 11th. Taking 13th place was Isabel Korn of West B. Viroqua, Cashton and DeSoto. Madeline Fisher of Prairie du Chien Fenimore took 16th. Faith Yawn of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant 19th. And Emily Craker of Reedsburg 25th. And in the all-around competition, Isabel Korn of West B. Viroqua, Cashton, DeSoto took 2nd. Prairie du Chien Fenimore Co-op's Madeline Fisher took 7th. Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant's Brooklyn Murphy took 10th. Taking 13th in the all-around was Faith Yawn of Dodgeville Highland, Iowa Grant. Baraboo's Ziva Valley took 17th. And Reedsburg's Sarah Schiller took 21st in the all-around. Marcus Damask scored 31 points, Terrence Shannon Jr. added 23, and number 13 Illinois continued its recent mastery of Wisconsin by defeating the slumping Badgers 91-83. Illinois has won its last 6 matchups with Wisconsin. That represents the Illini's longest winning streak in the series since beating the Badgers 16 straight times from 1981-89. Damask went to high school about 60 miles northeast of Madison in Waupun and had 200 to 300 people in the stands cheering him on. Wisconsin got 20 points from Tyler Wall, 16 from Max Klesmit, 15 from Chucky Hepburn, and 13 from A.J. Storr. Former Wisconsin player and assistant coach Howard Moore received a standing ovation in his first public appearance at the Kohl Center since a 2019 car wreck killed his wife and daughter and left him with serious injuries. Wisconsin honored Moore's family during a ceremony before the Badgers game yesterday with Illinois. Moore made a surprise appearance as he was wheeled onto midcourt by former teammate Rashard Griffith after a video tribute aired on the scoreboard. Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh said the men's basketball offices at the school will be renamed the Howard Moore Family Basketball Offices. And then yesterday in Big Ten action also, number two Purdue, beat Michigan State 80-74. It was Minnesota over Penn State 75-70. And Iowa beat Northwestern 87-80. And in Big Ten action today, it'll be number two Purdue. Actually, nope, sorry about that. That was a mistake. That was from yesterday's. And in yesterday's WEAC action, that's what I meant to mention, it was Wisconsin-Platteville beating Loras by a score of 81-67. LeBron James reached 40,000 points last night, still going strong in his 21st NBA season as he tries to put the career scoring record out of reach. James drove past Michael Porter Jr. and hit a layup with 10:39 left in the second quarter of the Los Angeles Lakers game against the Denver Nuggets. For the historic basket, James received a standing ovation at the next timeout, while coach Darvin Ham gave him a congratulatory pat on the chest. There was an in-arena video presentation, which was preceded and followed by James raising the ball over his head. And spring training action is going on today, and unfortunately the Brewers lost to the Dodgers yesterday by a score of 11-3, but hopefully they can bounce back and beat the Diamondbacks today. They will be taking on the Diamondbacks at 2:10, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 today. Pregame will start at around 2. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
100.9 WRCO. Oh, if I cross your path again,
AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage.
You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She can't fence time, and you can't stop love. Now all the biddies in the beauty shop got some going nonstop, sipping on pink lemonade. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time. And you can't stop love.
Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his Southern draw from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters to good girls that can't keep from falling, for bad boys that their daddies don't like, small towns that keep staying small, here's to old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. As long as pawn shops sell beat up guitars to a kid with some hand-me-down keys. As long as leather jackets keep stealing hearts like Elvis and Cash and James Dean. There'll be a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't dig her eyes on the stage, she loves his Southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. For an hour in the parking lot, lighters. Good girls that can't keep from falling, for bad boys that their daddies don't like, small towns that keep staying small, here's the old trucks, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Tank of gas, some blue eyes and some beer in the back. Falling way too fast for a Southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves cranking 89 Alabama. Kissing for an hour in the parking lot, light ears. Good girls that can't keep from falling, for bad boys that their daddies don't like, staying small, here's to old trips, young love, and Saturday nights. Saturday nights. Yeah, Saturday nights. Young love and Saturday.
Staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m., you're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store, getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, your
half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying, how you doing there, Dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing.